Welcome back to a new episode of What's My Snack? No, not really. I just ate chocolate, by the way, so that's my snack. But that was my snack. Now it's gone. Since I'm creating short, snackable episodes of Sweet But Salty, I think it's a fitting intro. But still, I sincerely welcome you to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. Today I want to talk about a topic that's dear to my heart, and it's the creative process, because I think that no matter your profession, you are going to be a creator at some point in your career and in your life as well. So what I want to focus on is actually my recent experience with the creative process. And there are so many funny memes about artists and how they hate everything they do. And I can tell you, during the process, while you're making it, at least for me, I fluctuate all the time between I suck, this sucks, it's so bad, how could I ever think that I could be an artist? And then again, when there's a breakthrough and you overcome a problem or find a solution to a struggle you were having, it feels like you're flying and you're having so much fun. And then you have new hope and you think, wow, I can really do this. So I think that's very natural. And those fluctuations are natural. And what we need to do is stay consistent. You don't have to do what I did the past 3 days, which is basically lock myself up inside and create about 12 hours a day. That was a lot, especially because I'm the type of person who doesn't even take a break in between. So I literally just sat at my desk and I was working away. And I have to say, it's kind of liberating. I've been working on music, by the way, and now that I've actually finished some demos, I feel so good and I feel so proud of myself. And I really have to say, it's so worth it staying at it, because especially the last song I finished, it's not like the finished song, but it's a demo. And when I started yesterday, I had nothing but maybe 3 or 4 lines that I wanted to incorporate and a chord progression I had previously recorded on my piano. I had to re-record that and then create the entire song around it, and it kind of wrote itself. At least it felt that way. So it was very natural, and it is the best result ever. Like, I think there is magic involved with creation. When you're an artist and when you create from your heart, that's the magic you bring to the table. And then suddenly things happen and some barriers are being broken down and you learn more and more about yourself and also about creating. Yeah, so that's wonderful. And I'm enjoying making music so much because it's a lot more free, the process, than how I draw. Because when I draw or when I make visual art, I usually come up with a concept first and then I execute it. But with music, it's so much more about being intuitive and making as you're going and creating as you're going. So that's kind of the biggest difference for me. And I really enjoy this. I enjoy both ways of creating, not just medium wise, but also, you know, when it comes to the process. But yeah, so I'm very happy and I wanted to record in this happy state because I wanted to share it with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It really helps me out, and I'll catch you very soon. Bye.